This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skew.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. This morning, an agreement to fight global warming went into effect in much of the world. The Kyoto Treaty is intended to limit the emission of gases linked to global warming. And it was ratified by 140 nations, though a major exception is the United States.
Yeah, the U.S. Senate rejected the deal during the Clinton administration. The Bush administration withdrew from the Kyoto process, saying it could damage the U.S. economy. And by the way, Australia didn't sign either, saying it would take its own steps to cut pollution.
The countries that did ratify the protocol are affected in different ways. We have reports from several countries. We begin with Silvia Pagioli in Rome.
A group of Italian environmentalists marked the entry of the Kyoto Protocol by staging two demonstrations. One was in front of the American embassy to protest the world's biggest polluter's rejection of the treaty. The second was outside the prime minister's office to denounce Italy's delays in curbing greenhouse gas emissions. While Italy may be Europe's slowest in getting in line for the Kyoto Protocol, Spain, Portugal, and Ireland are also far above targets for cuts in greenhouse gas emissions. And Britain is in a legal dispute with the European Commission over London's easing of goals for industry. The environmentally conscious bureaucrats in Brussels have gone beyond Kyoto, setting some of the world's most stringent targets, an 8% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions below 1990 levels. And Germany, the European Union's biggest emitter, raised the bar even higher to an ambitious 21% reduction. The EU is also determined to try to get the United States back on board. British Prime Minister Tony Blair has said that persuading Washington to support global efforts on climate change would be Britain's main challenge in coming months. So, on his visit to Europe next week, President Bush is likely to get an earful on global warming. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
This is Rob Gifford in the Chinese capital, Beijing. I'm standing alongside one of the main highways that run through the city. There's plenty of traffic these days, and beside the road here is a massive power plant belching out smoke. Today's a typical Beijing winter's day, cold and smoggy with dirty grey snow lying on the ground all around me. Many Chinese cities have the same kind of pollution problem. Coal is the primary source of fuel here, and coal is, of course, one of the worst producers of greenhouse gases. China signed the Kyoto Agreement, but does not have to reduce its emissions before the year 2012. Like India and Brazil, China argued it was unfair to treat the developing nations the same way as the developed countries. On one level, that will allow China to go full speed ahead with the industrial revolution that's already in full swing here. But the Chinese, as they try to emerge on the world stage as a responsible great power, and as they look at the environmental degradation of their own country, are trying to take steps to move away from their dependence on coal, and to balance development generally with greater care for the environment. This is Rob Gifford, NPR News, in the Chinese capital, Beijing.
This is Lauren Sheets in Moscow. Russian President Vladimir Putin effectively saved the Kyoto Protocol. Because the Bush administration pulled out of the pact, Russia was left with a decisive voting share. Russia's ratification put Kyoto over the threshold needed for it to come into force. Some analysts here speculate Putin backed Kyoto partially as a way to improve relations with Europe, where Russia's democratic shortcomings have often been criticized. In the short term, though, Kyoto will have little effect on Russia's economy. Streets like this in Moscow are jammed with cheap, domestically made cars. But because of Russia's post-Soviet industrial decline in the 1990s, Russia still produces 25% less pollutants than it did 15 years ago. That means it'll be at least 7 years before Russia gets even close to the amount of greenhouse gases it's allowed to produce under Kyoto. Until then, Russia might even be able to sell its excess emission quotas to countries which exceed their greenhouse gas limits. For now, though, Kyoto's exact impact on Russia is hard to predict. That's perhaps one reason that average Russians have shown little interest. And even though a small minority of Russian economists have criticized the pact, the country's small environmental movement is pleased with Putin's decision to ratify Kyoto. Lauren Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.